And I remember the first time I heard metal on metal. You got to hear it. It's so heavy. It's heavier than anything you've ever heard.
When Anvil first showed up on the scene, was like, fuck, this is cool. This is a statement. Like, literally, these guys are going to turn the music world upside down.
Seeing them was like a challenge to us to say, well, if we can't be better than that, then we should just go home.
They're a great band, yeah. I always liked Anvil. They got my vote.
If you actually had to choose one band and one album that really started the whole ball rolling, it would be Metal on Metal, and it would be Anvil.
The minute you heard Anvil, the minute you heard the music, the minute you saw the pictures, the minute you heard the story, you could tell that this was the real deal.
Anvil was one of those bands that just put on this really amazing live performance. Lips, the singer, used to come out with this bondage harness on. He used to come out with this, like, dildo and play his flying V. I mean, it was just in complete insanity, and that's why it was such a huge turn-on for us kids. It was, like, something we'd never seen before.
They were thrash, man. They were a fast band.
And you're talking about a year before the Big Four. You know, Slayer, Metallica, Anthrax, and Megadeth.
There's a certain sound that comes from that album that has become one of the basic formulas for any heavy metal record made today.
We were talking about Rob Reiner, like, he was by far the best metal drummer out there in terms of his ability.
He was the guy. It was a holy shit.
They were all good. You know, there wasn't a bad guy in the band. I mean, they were all great at what they did.
They should have made it a lot bigger. I don't really understand the reason why. Sometimes life deals you a tough deck.
I don't know what happened. Why did they just fall off the radar? I really have no idea.
You have to be the right place at the right time. That's the whole thing. If you're not at the right place at the right time, you will never do it.
I don't know if there was an isolation thing because of the Canadian element or whatever, but something didn't translate all the way up to the next level.
They never really got the respect that they deserved after a while, because as big as an influence as they had on everybody, everybody just sort of ripped them off and then sort of just left them for dead.
This is where it begins, at basically at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure what they're serving up today. It's probably, from week to week it slightly changes. Every day it's a different menu, but in different orders. Let's say 1 week they have pizza, shepherd's pie, and then the next week they'll have shepherd's pie, then pizza. You know, to put it out of order, you know, out of the order from the week before. If they happen to make shepherd's pie or something like that, this week they'll make meatloaf next week on that day, and they'll rally between meatloaf and shepherd's pie or meatballs with mashed potatoes. You know, depends.
$20.
Today is a Monday schedule, which is they have to put bananas in all the deliveries. There's 10 racks, 10 routes, 10 vans, 10 drivers, and I'm one of those 10 drivers. For all this horrible shit that I got to go through, I've got Anvil that gives me my happiness, and it works out really good, because even though Anvil doesn't give me pay, it gives me the joy and the pleasure that you need to get through life. The way I look at it really is that it could never be worse than what it already is. If it never got better, that's the way it is. You see what I'm saying? So the only way that it could only get better. It can't get worse from whatever's going to happen. There's no way. But on the other hand, if it did get worse, at least this time, after all said and done, I can say that all has been said and done.
instead of I've left a whole bunch of things undone and wasn't able to do that and I couldn't do this and I didn't do that and I should have been this way and I could have been that way. And at least this time I'll do everything that it possibly takes to get there, to make the success happen and feel it from internally this time.
So how's it going with the band, man?
Great, man. We're writing our new album. Fuck, I'd rather be on a stage than doing this, you know? At the moment, it gives me purpose. It's part of my psychoactive therapy sessions. And my doctor says I'm doing well, you know? So that's it. But yeah, give me another stage and another party, and I'm really happy.
I love to entertain. That's part of it's in my soul. Nothing is like being in the face of your fans. There's a moment, and there are actual beautiful moments, that human moments, where you're in the same room as the people that love you.
Toronto! Yeah!
He's come over to my place so many times, delivering CDs, T-shirts. Yeah, Rob's been amazing, for sure.
They wrote a tune after him and me, Cut Loose and Mad Dog.
I've gone to probably 200 or 300 shows of Anvil. We've been to Oshawa, Sudbury. We used to travel with them.
You know, it's an outlet. Why not? People do other bad things in life. It's a good outlet, metal. Yeah, to my dying day, the metal for sure.
I'd rather be a king below than a servant above. I'd rather be free in hate than a prisoner of love. Six. Six. Oh, six.
Six.
It's gotta be the best birthday I've ever had!
Tunes that we have for the upcoming album are fucking like unbelievable. The feels, the riffs, the grooves, the lyrics, pure fucking magic.
Most people only know us for our first three albums, Hard and Heavy, Metal on Metal, and Forge and Fire. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff, like Backwax, Strength of Steel, Pound for Pound, Live, Past or Present, Worth the Wait, Plugged in Permanent, Absolutely No Alternative, Speed of Sound, Plenty of Power, Still Going Strong, and Back to Basics.
Me, Lips, we put this band together about 5 years ago. But we've been playing together in bands since we were 15, 16 years old.
This is where we learned how to play.
Yeah, this is a lot of the beginnings of our whole friendship or relationship, the band, life. It all happened here.
Every day on the way home from school, I hear this blasting music coming from that window right there. Whoever's playing to this music is playing tight. It's a drummer. It's like sick shit's coming out of there, right? Anyway, I meet this guy in my biology class, and he goes, "Hey, man, I'm going to get this guy, Rob Reiner. He lives over at the corner of Yeomans." And all I could see was this speaker that was sitting in the window and the heavy music, like either Sabbath or Grand Funk or Cactus. A lot of Cactus. The guy really liked Cactus. And I go, who could possibly like Cactus?
We had one that we wrote called the Lola Song, and it had nothing to do with the song by the Kinks. The Lolas were a little frozen kind of treat, and it was called the Lola, and we liked them so much we wrote a song about them.
We were just innocent kids. We didn't really know what we were doing. We just started rocking out and making this music.
So
today on Shirley, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. What's it doing to our kids?
Now, let me read some lyrics from a song called Toe Jam by the group Anvil. Dig a little deeper, hip your partner, make her shout, back to front, side to side. Tip your cap and come inside. Down with her fishnets, up with her skirt, dig a little deeper till you hit pay dirt.
As soon as he met Rob is a drummer, and Stephen wouldn't continue school, and he wasn't he gave up school.
Mo Pence's, home of a corned beef sandwich.
I think the first song we ever wrote was called Thumb Hang.
Yeah. We were trying to write a song about the Spanish Inquisition. We learned about it in history class. They would hang people up by their thumbs if they didn't take on Catholicism. So, you know, I figured, hey, there's a cool subject. Thumb Hang.
Thumbs will twist. Can you resist? Thumb hang.
Fuck, we should be doing that again.
We're like brothers. I mean, it would be. I think it would be like splitting Siamese twins. Really, they've just always been very tight.
What, they've been around for almost 30 years now. And it's just amazing how they're going to keep on going and going and going. They're never going to stop.
It's, you have to structure your life around it, I guess. You know, we changed our wedding date for it. Avery was born the Friday before he went away on the tour. And we kind of got him started. You know, got to have this baby now. He's leaving.
So what does your dad do for a living?
He's in a band.
What's the name of the band?
Anvil.
What do you think of them?
Pretty good.
The band has been around so long, it's not like a band that just got reunited. We're in shape. We're in playing shape. We're in writing shape. It's not like we let it fall apart and then we're trying to rebuild it. We've been building it all along and working at it. I think it's probably got more potential now than it ever has.
It's been an honor and a thrill to be in this band for 10 years. And there was moments when I wondered, is this the right place for me? Or is there other opportunities for me out there? But those thoughts don't last long when I start thinking of, I mean, Anvil.
I was a big Anvil fan for many years growing up as a teenager. So sometimes I still can't believe, it's like, wow, I'm an Anvil. I can't believe it, you know?
I've met this girl over in Europe by the name of Tiziana. She's actually an agent, and she's been emailing me. It looks like she's been a big fan of the band, and she's basically telling me that she has a passion and love for metal music, and I guess we're part of that. It looks like she's booked us a tour. Wow, look at this. Italy, Switzerland, Austria, France, England, Belgium, Germany. 1,500 euro a fucking show, man. Holy shit, this is going to be the biggest tour I've done in 20 years. When I sit at home or work at Choice Children's Catering, they don't know that my band even exists. But if I happen to play, you know, a show someplace in Europe and one of the labels goes, hey, man, that band Anvil that we heard about, you know, 20 years ago, they're playing. Let's go see them. That's all I need.
Hello, my name is Tiziana Rigoni, manager Anvil.
For to come, we go in train. For to back is more distant. We have to go in London.
Heavy metal is a really serious culture in Europe. This is the stronghold. That's why it will never, ever go away. Sweden Rock Festival. Here we are.
Ready to rock, man. Rock and roll.
The foundation of the business comes down to the fans and the people that love your band. And without those people, you really are nowhere.
We kick fucking ass.
Hello, this is Lips from the band Anvil, and you're listening to Rock Station Kiel. You know it.
Okay. And once again, please. I turn it off.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Again.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, you've got the same trousers on this. No, actually, I've got the same trousers, like... They look similar.
Michael is like the Beethoven of lead guitar players, man. This is where it originates from. This is where half my style comes from. Do you remember that? I played with the women's vibrator.
Anvil.
I love this guy, man.
You're a good man. You're a good man.
The first time I seen you was across the street from where I lived when you played in Toronto. You went to a video game place. Okay. And it was right across the street from where I live.
Okay.
And that's the first place I saw you, and you were coming on to this girl by the name of Jan Wolfman, and we'd written a song called Tall and Teasing. She was a really, really tall chick with long black hair.
I don't remember.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Can you fucking believe the people we're meeting?
Mr. Rips, nice to see
you. How are you,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm fine.
So you came to see us at Super Rock?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a high school student, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have got many fans in Japan, yeah.
But if you have a chance to go to Japan maybe next time, then you should do it.
What, to do it in Japan?
Yeah, of course.
It doesn't change, does it? It's the same thing, by the way. And you guys are in the annals of our storytelling as one of the three bands, in our opinion, that took us out. I remember my tour manager walked in and said, you guys got your ass kicked by Ann. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, that will never happen again. It's great to see you, man. It's really great to see you.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to
it. Well, here we are backstage trying to talk to Ted Nugent. And, pretty interestingly, actually, I think that's Tommy Aldridge right there. Tommy, come here, man.
Sold out.
This is a problem.
Yeah, well, that's it is a problem. I can see it already.
Do you have a seat reservation?
No, but we're going to buy one over here.
We are full of books.
Okay, thanks.
I told you I am in L-A-H-O-L-M. Understood? Emma, I'm sorry, it's not my language, por judío. It's Ash, like hotel. Ah, like us. Che cazzo ti devo dire? S, like Sodom. S, like Sodom.
Until we become a real commodity, this is what you deal with. She laid a guy. What's ever happened to my little Jewish boy? I send him to school to learn and read and write. Now he comes back stooping shiksas every night.
ask somebody who is just walking around for the way, because you need to reach Smíchov. Smíchov, Prague 5. I'll wait on the phone and please ask them so I can talk to him in Czech and try to help you to find a way.
Calling me the wrong way.
Is that them?
They have to be. Hell of fucking Luya, man! This is what the fuck it takes to get to fucking Prague? We've been circling the fucking streets for 2 hours. Fuck.
The worst thing about it is I have to throw all my fucking drugs away. For nothing. There's all the dogs. What fucking dogs? There was never going to be any fucking dogs, man.
Sorry for being late, but you got a really complicated city that we can't read the signs.
My own roadie. I ain't a rock star yet.
Are you the guy that runs this club?
No, I'm not the owner.
Who's the guy that's supposed to pay me?
Pay you? I think it's supposed to be the club.
Yeah, where is it?
And it's the guy in the red club.
What's going on here, buddy? That's nice. I guess he figures if he gives me a bit of goulash, I'll forget about it.
He's not paying us?
No, we're not getting fucking paid. Where's the fucking club owner?
You are too late.
If I was too late, I wouldn't have fucking played, pal. You're gonna fucking pay me.
Most people goes away.
I did my work. I want to get paid.
Sorry. Nobody call me. I am on the road.
You sir told us you weren't paying us before we fucking played, and we wouldn't have fucking played.
You fucking piece of shit. You fucking pay me.
You're gonna fuck us on the road.
I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking teeth.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, I am fucking crazy. I just worked my ass off, and you won't fucking pay me. You're a motherfucker.
Just give me my business card.
Okay.
My lawyer.
You're a lawyer.
Listen, okay. You played in front of fuck all people here tonight. You were screwed. You had a shit manager. Listen, let's be honest about this.
Right.
Anvil should be playing in front of, I don't know, 1,000 minimum people every night in Europe. That's my opinion.
Yeah, your problem.
Given your reputation, you should be playing in front of 1,000 people every night, and you are not. Now, you've got to ask yourself, why are you not doing that?
Well, I've been asking myself that for 20 years.
You've got a shit manager.
Yeah, I can answer that in one word. Two words. Three words. We haven't got good management.
We missed our train. Bye. That wasn't done correctly once again.
Matema, we are here from imperfect time. E se mi hai messo the train, I have to pay the double. Oh, porco Dio. I was so angry.
Okay, listen. You call MasterCard, cancel your payment. Listen, they do that.
Ma no, ma I MasterCard pay it. For to go, for to back. For to back is again a valet. For to go, no. Change it.
Well, one thing that's really good thing, man, is that we found those sleeping bags.
Stop!
Please, today is very shit day!
You realize we're not playing tonight?
just letting you know. What happened? How are you playing?
Whatever.
I don't know nothing. I don't know anything.
I'm not getting in a pissing contest over this, okay?
I can't say that's your fault, but probably your manager's fault.
We don't have a manager.
Lips, how come this? How come that? How come? I don't fucking know. I'm just a fucking guy, man. I just wanted to come and do a tour. I did everything I fucking could to make this as pleasant as possible, and it's been nothing but a nightmare, the whole thing, from top to bottom. No one listens to me when I say things. You can imagine how I feel.
I cry.
I'm doing everything right, and I'm getting shit on.
He's going home, he's done with the band, fucking, he wants to sue you civilly, and,
For what?
I don't know.
It's so unfair to Hannibal, man. How much more can one person put their fucking love and dedication into something? How much more can one person go? This fucking band, man, I need it to rise, man.
Rob, I don't want to fight with you, man. Do you understand me? Look at me. I don't want to fucking fight with you, man. Okay?
But you do.
I know, and we always end up like that. What for? Only to end up where we were the day before, everything's okay. Okay, so let's just go play and we get on with it. Anyway, the place is jam fucking packed. So unprofessional what we are going through right now. It's fucking, it's sad.
Welcome to Romania.
Tomorrow it's cold.
Tiziana has told us there's going to be at least 5,000 to 10,000 people there. It's a huge, huge arena. Even the mayor of Transylvania is supposed to show up. Look at this. It's the biggest fucking gig, the littlest amp.
Father and son. I'm proud of this father. He's my dad.
.9% of bands never get paid. That's the truth. I work every day just like everybody else. I'm a regular person. You know, right now I'm on vacation. I leave my job and I come and I rock and roll, and then I go back and it's back to the same old bullshit.
We worked for 5 weeks. Got paid nothing. Not even one record company showed up. Have a good weekend.
Good, thanks.
Okay, that's good.
How about you?
Oh, not too bad. A bit busy. Sometimes things go wrong. Things went drastically wrong. But at least there was a tour for it to go wrong on. Tiziana was nothing but help. Her heart was in the right place. And when she said that she was going to do it with passion and love, that's precisely what she did. She was good to her word. I'm grateful. I don't regret a minute of it.
By the power vested in me by the province of Ontario, it is my honor and delight to declare you henceforth to be husband and wife, and you may kiss your bride. Yippee!
See? Guitar picks?
Yeah.
Very neat.
All right. Rock and roll, baby. Yeah.
So what's he given up over the years in order to do what he wants to do?
Well, making money. He gave that up. And that was a little difficult for me to accept because I like my children to go to school and make something of themselves.
Typical Jewish immigrant parents. Anyone that goes into the arts generally does not succeed or does not, it's a tough life, and they didn't really want that for him.
But you also couldn't understand his choice. You also were not...
How could I mean, it was a tough life that he chose for himself. He wasn't going to be a tailor. He wasn't going to go into the menswear business. Stephen is not a businessman. He's an artist. That's who he is. He didn't want to live in mediocrity. He'd rather live in poverty and have nothing. He wanted to prove my father wrong, I think. And he's been searching for that validation since he's 10 years old, that this effort that he's put forth to become a great musician would become worth it.
They just didn't understand. He deserved the same support that I got. My parents were amazing. My father and mother loved... the fact that I got interested in something and I excelled at it very, very well, and they saw the progress, so they were just very supportive.
He kept saying to my dad, I believe, I really want to play the drums, I really love the drums, da-da-da-da-da-da. And it was shortly before Christmas, I believe, and there it was, Christmas, his first set of drums. That's all it's been since.
Look at the blur of that stick, man. I'm burning. I'm smiling here, and I usually don't smile. I was happy, man. It was like I found something that was going to work.
Rob's father was in Auschwitz. He was young. He was 15 years old at that time. He did anything and everything in the camp to get that piece of bread, or he was a fighter.
He was, you know, virtually on... gonna die. Like when they liberated him, he was gonna, you know, he said he was sick, right? But I mean, that's the kind of guy he was. I mean, he came from, you know, he was a fucking, he's a Hungarian Jew, man. You know, that's where my roots come from. He was totally supportive, man. His trip was, man, just fucking do it. You know, you're happy, man, you're doing it. I'm with you. My father was a jeweler. And he gave these to me when I was 13 years old as a gift. And I've never had them off my neck since they were given to me. Except the odd time I've had a few scraps with lips and he's ripped them off my neck and stuff. But I've always put them, repaired it, you know?
The reality is that we're not getting any younger. Time doesn't move backwards, it moves forwards. Your belly gets bigger, your face starts to sag, your hair falls out. You run out of time. You got to do it now. You know, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you're done. You know?
Well, we just got to get it done. I need to see, I personally, I would say I, but for all of us, you know, I need to realize this while I can.
Well, that's it.
That's it, just while I can.
You know, one of the main reasons that I think that Anvil has never really gotten anywhere is our albums have sounded like crap. And we haven't sounded good since Chris Tangarides recorded us back in the early 80s.
One Toronto band who lives and dies for their heroes of Judas Priest, Motorhead, Iron Maiden, and others is Anvil, who may not be the prettiest band in town, but then again never professed to be. One of the things Anvil has going for them that should help them gain respect in the marketplace is that production of the new album was handled by Chris Tangarides.
Chris, you've got quite a history of doing heavy rock bands, I understand. Who are some of the other people that you've been producing?
The last thing I did was Thin Lizzy's new album, Renegade.
Never having worked with a Canadian band before, how do you find the guys?
Great, really. Yeah, I think they have a lot of English tendencies as opposed to Canadian, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, musically. Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'll send him a demo tape and hope to hell that he is interested enough and remembers us well enough to get involved again. Deuce, pop, or
pop.
Pop?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where I hang out sometimes, you know. It's just a Robbo studio music area. This is where I hide from everybody. You know, this is, nobody bothers me down here. I hang out here. There's Anvil master tapes here, but they're buried in all this junk. These pictures here, like nobody ever sees this stuff, you know. I like painting, I love to paint. This is in East Germany, I forget the name of the town. It's on the back of the picture. So I made a painting of it. I like buildings. There's a guy called Edward Hopper. I love the guy's art style. They find it very appealing when, you know, there's, you see a scene, but there's nobody in it. I like that. It's a very quiet place, you know? That right there, it's just a monument of an anvil. In a park. Look at the size of the people. So I made the scale look that's big, right? You know, like what the Egyptians would have, like it's like a god. You know, the god is there. Anyways, that's what I was thinking. Because this picture is what I call left behind. This is what's left behind when I'm not around anymore. So I kind of just thought I'd paint myself out of it. Now, I will tell you about the grand finale here. This baby comes from Europe. The inspiration for this is totally German. If you touch or feel it and look at it, it actually has texture. I thought it would be the place to put it, obviously, because the wife definitely didn't want it in the living room.
Message one. Hey, Liz. Hey, see you, man. I got the
I'd like to give me a call. Call me here at my studio in Dover,
and we'll talk further.
All right,
Dave.
CT! Hey,
Liv! How's it going,
man?
All right, dude. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you been?
In A.
Fucking A. It's fucking good to hear your voice, man.
And yours, dude. Fuck, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, man, well, I listened to the tape, and, well, you know, I want to sit down and talk to you at length about this, but, you know, we need to sit down together in the same room, and we'll go through the shit, but we definitely got, I think we got something.
Well, that's really, really good news, man.
Holy shit.
We have, right now, 19 songs written.
Right.
We want to put 13 on this record because this album's called This Is 13.
Right.
The fact that we're still here doing it is almost, it has its own energy now.
30 years.
I want to just like, okay, man, let's take what we got and let's fucking once and for all try and get this channeled in the right direction.
Yeah. We need to find about 13,000 pounds to do it. You know, with that minimal of investment, we've got the potential, like you rightly say, to continue. And we own everything. You know what, guys? If this sells, you know, we get so much. If it doesn't sell, what the fuck? We made a great record anyway. We don't owe anything to anybody. I just have this feeling. I don't know why. I haven't got a clue. I just know that we should do it. It's what we all do.
Where does that leave us?
It leaves you about to record an album with CT. It's so genius.
Well, at this point, it looks like we're going to have to take further steps. It's really bad because, of course, this is an expense. We don't know whether to take initiative now or wait. So much is riding on it. I hear I've got this incredible opportunity to work with one of the world's greatest producers, and it cost a fortune. I have no idea where I'm going to get that kind of money.
Mike, they are stunning. Did you know that 80% of males back palm their cartwheels in the back pocket?
Walkley is a Ray-Ban for Gucci's. He's going to see the off the
road. I happen
to get out of town. Where the hell did you get those glasses, and where can I get a pair for myself? I'll tell
you
what I'll do for
you. You got to be dedicated, and you got to want it. And if you're loud and enthusiastic and energetic, you can make yourself a shit whack of money here.
Read the pitch word for word, okay? That's what's going to make you money here. You read the pitch word for word. The pitch is designed basically so that if a monkey could read, he'd make $600 a week.
Hello, may I please speak to Bob?
Many a times as a fan, I've been there for him, and now he's here for me, but he's also here for himself.
Bob, these are gorgeous. They're made in Italy by RL. They are called Vipers. These are identical to the ones Keanu Reeves wore in the movie The Matrix.
Daffy, gorgeous. Made in Italy by RL? They're called the Vipers.
They say they give you a 45% better chance of getting laid.
I'm not calling to cost you money. I'm calling to make you money. Try not to at least talk me out of one box.
Come on, buddy. Pull up your pants, grab your balls, and let's do this.
I'll tell you what I'll do for you.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
I got a guy doing a golf tournament.
No. I got a guy doing a golf tournament.
He's doing a half a box.
And he's doing
up the
half
other
a
half.
Box. Okay.
Don't take golf.
I've been trained my whole life to be polite, and that job does the exact opposite. You got to go against everything that you learned as a kid.
So why are you doing it?
Because I thought that Lips, the character Lips, would have no problem with doing it, but as it turns out, that guy's actually a lot more honest than a telephone salesman.
Hey, Bill!
It's Steve Powers from R&J.
You know what? I have one of my guys in Drayton Valley taking a half a box.
I worked there for a total of probably 8 hours in 3 visits, and I made nothing. I remortgaged my house. I'm not the only one who sits in a really, really, whoa, okay? Like, really serious shit. Ivan has missed his mortgage payments. There may be a power of sale on his home, okay? Like, I'm not the only one. Glenn, G5, he doesn't even have a home. All of his stuff is sitting in a garage, okay? He rented a garage because he hasn't got enough money to live. No one's getting paid. It's just everybody believes in Lips. That's an incredible thing. Like a blind dedication. And I'm the only one who's got the vision. Lips will take us there. I'm going to take you there, man. I got this. It's been a year of it. An absolute overwhelming year. I'm going to fucking do it. That's what it is. And that's why I'm here. I took the fucking risk. Yeah. At what cost? So there's cliffs I can go jump off. That's the easy way.
Well, you know, no, you won't jump off the cliff because I'll stop you.
That's dedication, pal.
Seriously.
That's where it's taken me. 25, 30 years, man, of having somebody dedicated to me. He believes in me. Lips, look at Lips. Lips is my buddy, man. He's going to take, we're going to do it together. We're going to get there. We're going to fucking do it. Since we're fucking 14 years old, and here we sit in our fucking 50s, man. We're going to be rock stars. It's a fucking dream. But I'm going to make it come true.
He will always have what he's done in the past, but you've got to, if it's over, then you've got to find something else to do.
He's got a son, he's got a wife, he's got two stepdaughters, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got a mortgage, he's got this, he's got that. And Anvil, they tour, they don't make a lot of money. And, you know, he's basically telling me it's got to happen or I'm done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, someone has to stay home raising a child and work. I've been very patient as a wife. How long is it going to take? How long do I have to keep waiting?
They've been working hard to try and make things work, and they're just not getting, I believe, personally, what they deserve. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I've always believed that no matter how hard it gets or how impossible, there's always hope and there's always a way. And the most incredible thing has happened. My sister is actually going to help me out. She's decided to actually lend us the money to go do the album. She knows how important it is right now in my life and time that this all is transpiring. It's just an incredible, incredible thing.
That I just wish him well, and I wish him success and happiness, and that's all I've ever really wanted for him. Well, he's my dear brother, and I've always loved him.
My sister. Got my big sister, man. Cool. Family's important shit, man.
Yeah.
If people looked inside themselves a bit more and think, well, why didn't my record sell? Well, maybe people didn't like it. And that's the bottom line. The songs have not been up to muster. Okay, that's compounded by having crappy record labels, crappy productions, no management, no anything. Just a bunch of guys on their own trying to do this. Now, I mean, I defy a lot of people to get anywhere like this. But they stuck it through. They stuck it through. And the fact that they managed to get contact with me and I heard the stuff and thought, you know what? There's something here. We can do something with this.
To get an opportunity at this point in time in history, I think is nothing less than a miracle.
Hello, brethren.
CT Vibes.
Hey, what's going on?
HM brethren here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And then come in with it.
It's a good little fucking catchy tune, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's straightforward metal rock. You know, it's maybe even not even like metal.
I don't know.
It could be in the pop. A punk pop? How about punk pop metal?
You know what? I'm doing some other stuff that's I wasn't anticipating.
That's good.
Okay.
Tarot cards and tea leaves, a crystal ball, palm reading, candlelight, fortunes to tell, feel the unknown. Should you see? In anticipation.
I don't know what you want. What do you want?
You sit here all fucking day pouting. It's crap. You're causing disruption.
Cut it all out.
You fucking listen to me, you fucking asshole. Look, you smile.
Guys,
you're smiling at a fucking loser. You're a fucking loser.
Let it all
That's
out,
what
man.
You are.
Put it all up, man.
Down, guys. Come and sit down.
It's destructive. It's negative energy. What are you doing?
I'm...
You got everything fucking going for you. What are you doing?
And everybody tells me that. You're right. Everybody tells me that. Constantly. You're right. I agree. So maybe...
So where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm going to go pursue something a little bit more satisfactory than, I guess, what's happening with you. Sorry. You pushed me away. I'm accepting your offer. I'm on to the next page.
Why is this happening? I'm fucking sick of it. I can't fucking deal with it. You know, we're going to come apart at the seams. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm so fucking fed up. Like, we got to get a drummer. I mean, well, I don't know what to say. He's fired. I mean, what can I say?
The guy lives to hurt me, man. Envy, jealousy, I don't even know what the fuck is wrong with him. This fucking guy just lives to fucking hurt me.
The sea seems to take a giant intake of breath.
I stay dedicated to what? Stay dedicated to fucking what?
First thing I want to say is I'm sorry. Okay?
Well, I would like to hear that.
Okay, just look at me. Look in my eye, and I want to talk to you, Rob. I'm sorry. Do you understand that? I'm under a hell of a lot of stress, okay? If I lose my temper, if anybody knows, you know.
I'm tired of being the fall guy. I understand. But I'm tired of it, man. Sorry.
I don't want negative energy around
Fuck you, man. There is no positive.
Yes, it is.
I'm the most positive.
Yes, it is. Because negative energy is when you say to me, oh, you do half-assed takes and settle for it. That is a rude, underhanded, low blow. Because I could say the same thing about your takes. I would never dare.
You can say
that. Because I don't feel that way.
Sit down. Let's try reasonable voices.
So what I can see going on here is we're having a little bit of, when something is said, it's over-amplified, and the recipient gets bent out of shape for whatever reason. Call it cabin fever, call it, I don't know. It's academic now.
I'm hard to live with.
Fair enough.
I'm hard to live with.
Bless you, man. Fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough.
I'm emotional.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
But that's what makes you what you are. It makes all of us what.
Yeah, but that's cool, man. I know that's what you are, man. But the bottom line is, why am I your fall guy? Constant fucking Lee. When I'm there for...
Because I love you. That's why. Because
when I'm there for you fucking constantly. Yeah,
well, he does. He does, man. Do you want to hear what he says about you?
You're my fucking brother, man. Who else can I fucking cry on his shoulder or fucking say shit to?
Yeah.
Who else? Who's the closest person I got in the world?
Oh, man. I know.
Think about that.
Good.
If I can't express myself and blow up at you, who? What have I got? You're the closest person I have.
Well...
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Okay, fine. I hear you. It's just been so much of it, dude, man. It's like, I don't know what the fuck.
We're both stressed.
Sorry, I ain't stressed about nothing, man. I get stressed.
Well, I am.
I get stressed when you start fucking blowing it on me, dude. Yeah, then I get stressed. But otherwise, I ain't stressed. I'm fucking going, let's go, boys. Let's show the fucking world and some of these assholes that they're wrong.
Exactly.
Who is the one always driving that machine? Robbo.
If you look at it in the great scheme of things, it's a very, very tiny concern, really, what we're talking about. And the reactions from everybody was just a little bit excessive. Yeah. Totally. So, I need your support. I need your bloody faith in what I'm going to do to make this record sound like the fucking Dog's Bollocks, and it will.
Listen, man, I'm sorry, buddy. Okay? Listen, I'm sorry. I'm not being you know that. Okay? We've got a long road ahead of us. I still believe that there's an overall feeling of this, that something guiding us, an aura around us that protects and keeps it going. And I don't know what that is or why it is or how it is, but whether it's the bonding between Rob and I since we were kids, I don't know what it is, but it's like we're there for life.
Yeah, we're family, man. We're close buddies, man. Like any family, you know, we have our differences and stuff, but, you know, we've always been able to work through that stuff.
Merlin did it.
Either that or Satan was running all across the countryside and he dropped a few stones, right? He's high, man. He's drinking or something.
I don't want to touch him, man. This is like, healing
powers is the stuff that I need.
In studio with me is Lips from Anvil, along with Chris Sangarides, producer of This Is 13, the name of the brand new Anvil CD. Welcome to California, welcome to KNEC. Lips, what label will be putting this out?
That's a good question.
Now that is going to be the $64 question for This Is 13.
I'm looking for a manager. I'm looking for somebody to properly represent the band and get us out there playing in the proper places, get us with the proper record company that's going to put our product out there for people to know that it's there.
Tell you what, this is going to be not only the world premiere here on KNEC.com, but world premiere here on The Vault. This is 13.
Tarot card and tea leaves, a crystal ball.
I really feel that This Is 13 is the best sounding Anvil album ever. And everything is riding on it. It's we're going to have all the record companies that we can get listen to it. And hopefully they'll make bids on it. Hopefully we'll get a real proper record contract and somehow get someplace in this godforsaken crazy business. So it's the new Anvil album?
Yeah, make sure you get that.
Hopefully we'll have more luck back at home.
Hey.
Hi. I'm Fraser.
Hi, Rob Reiner.
Rob, nice to
meet you.
Sit down, boys.
You can make lots of money with this band.
Want to rock and make money. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, okay. So
listen,
America,
so listen to number 13 first.
Okay. Yeah. It's a bit of a challenge, to be honest. So landscape has changed here, and it just has to, if it is going to work here, it has to be the right fit. And we've got to be able to give you guys what you deserve, and vice versa.
A major label should put this out, because it's not justice to have something that sounds this good to go out on anything less than that. Somebody better do this justice. It hurts so bad because everything else was done so correctly. And that's what was wrong with Attic Records, those the Metal on Metal and Forge and Fire albums. Those were classic albums. They are classic albums, but recorded for an independent who fumbled the ball.
The history speaks for itself. You've been around a long time, and that has currency.
You know, that says it all, doesn't it?
It's due. I really will check it out and listen to it, and we'll see if it fits. But we definitely won't get into something we don't think we can do what you guys deserve, because it's been, man, being 51 and doing this is a real commitment. I mean, it's amazing.
Okay,
thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay.
Thanks for giving us the
really nice meeting you, man.
That's terrific. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
All right.
He said your history is worth money.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He summed it up basically. It doesn't matter what the fuck, that's what you got, guys.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about anything else.
This is not good.
I hate the fucking industry, you know? It will never change. It will never get better. They're all fucking bottom feeder pieces of fuck that run the thing. Organized criminals, you know, drug fucking runners, you know, like that's what the business is about, right? I hate it, man.
99.9% of the time, the guy never listens to your fucking tape. And his desk is piled up like this with other entries into the lottery of rock and roll. He's going to look at it. He goes, let me see. What am I looking at? Okay, these guys are in their 50s. And he's got another band that's here. These guys are in their 20s.
I would like to see him make it. I would like to see him recognized, his talent recognized by, I know his peers do recognize it. But, you know, I would like to see him become as famous as he's been trying to become all these years.
It's over. It's been over for a long time. And it's just too bad no one's living in the real world. When you've been in a band for 30 years and you have 13s, they're working on their 13th album, CD, whatever, and you can still only get 100 people into a bar at any one time, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, we'll see. I mean, like you said, it's just always a big what if. And unfortunately for them, that's what it's been like. You know, they've really never had a break. You know, maybe back in the 80s when they were on with Bon Jovi or whatever. But I've just been trying to be that supportive rock star wife, I guess, that I've maybe wanted to live that dream as well. You know, I like the scene. I like the music. I, you know, like the bands. Always like the bands and the music. And I just fell into that 80s scene and I liked it. You know, I like the hair. I still, the hair bands. It's still me. And nowadays you keep dreaming that dream, but I'm still dreaming, I guess, as much as what they are.
The album is a success. Whether it sells 10 or 10 million, it will make no difference to me on the level of whether it was successful or not. It was successful because, to me, it sounds the best we've ever sounded. And that's a success. Voila, Anvil CDs, man.
To mass produce 1,000 CDs, you're looking at basically in around $1, $1.50 per CD.
There it is, man. Wow, this is 13.
People want this thing. You know, we get emails and people freaking out, where the fuck is this album? It's, you know, so we got to get it out. It's an amazing album. I love it.
And there's no sense waiting for some pickings from a record company. It's pointless. We're selling it directly to our fans, who are the people that you did it for to begin with, and now there's no one in between you and them. I think it's the way to go. I think it's the way to go that's going to be for all bands. I mean, it's not like we're unknown. We've got a great head start because we've been around for years, so I think at a very minimum, we're going to do okay.
The band is really, it's more than just his career, but it still is, at the end of the day, his job. It defines a little bit of the person who he is, but it's still the person. And even if the band, you know, doesn't go or become famous or whatever, he's still the same person. And I'm in love with the person. I'm not in love with the band.
I was skateboard. Good, bad, whatever. Okay. Put your stuff down. We ordered pizza, okay? Okay.
He's very focused on family. Whether, you know, I complain that he's not or he's not, he really is. And I think that's one of maybe a greatest criticism and maybe why he withdraws from me is that when I criticize him and it has to do with family, he internalizes that way too much. And so that, while the band is his dream and a bit of who he is, I think even he knows at the end of the day that the family is what's important. Look what you made me do. You made me cry.
No. It's stuck in the tree.
Does that count as a point?
No. Oh, 3-0. Oh, okay, thank you very much. I'll speak to you soon. You know, I gotta call Robbo. We just got a gig in Japan. I'm serious, man. You're fucking right. Okay, I'll speak to you after. All right, bye. Next. Okay. We've sent the album out all over the place, and this Japanese promoter heard it, and he's invited us to play this massive show in Tokyo.
See, everything turns into something else. You get on the phone, and then all of a sudden now you're busy.
It feels like an incredible force of deja vu going on. I feel like I've lived this moment for sure, before. The last time I was here, I was in my 20s. You know, it's really hard to believe that, fuck, a quarter century's gone since I was last here. It's good to be back, but I find out from the promoter that we're on at 11:35 a.m. I came all this distance, did all of everything that it took to get here, and now what am I worried about? Is anybody going to show up? I've been in the situation where I've had 5 people in a place that holds 2,000, and it's not a good feeling. It really isn't. It'd be very disappointing if there's less than 500 people, because from what I understand, it's a very, very large place. Listen, for me, I'll play for no one. I don't give a shit. I love to play just to hear the sound and create that vibe of being Anvil. I live for that anyway, but it's everybody else that goes with that. You know, the people that have spent the money to bring you there and everything, my heart goes out to that aspect too. What if no one gets there? Shit, man, it's not a good thing.
Japan.
I close my eyes and during the show and think about the place is full and everybody's freaking out, and I try to pretend that it's all good, and I really deal with it afterwards when the promoter comes up to me and goes, well, Lips, I can't pay you what we originally hoped to pay you. And so it would be a really sad moment, I think, to come this distance all for 5 people or something. We'll be right back. beyond writing a good song. It has nothing to do with the song. It has to do with a matter of attitude, what you're willing to settle for, who you're willing to work with, and having a good time with my life, enjoying my life. That's the most expensive thing in life, and the most valuable things in life is your relationships, the people that you know, the places you've been, and the experiences you've had. I started out with Rob when I was 14, 15 years old, and we said, we're going to do it till we're old men. We really meant that. We had that 15 minutes of fame, and then it's gone. So that's the way I kind of look at it. So I was lucky enough to have that moment, and I've made basically that was enough of a moment that it prolonged and gave me a career that's 30 years long. So it was a great achievement. A fantastic achievement, nothing to ever look down at or not to be proud of, and that's the way I really look at it.
You don't think about it, you know, like life flies by, man. That's all I'm learning here, you know. Before you know it, life's done, and it didn't seem that long. And you know, that's what Robbo was learning about a lot of things.
The music lasts forever. Maybe the debt does too, but the bottom line is the music lasts forever, and that's the art, and that's the most important thing.
There's tons of bands that can sell millions of records, obviously, but how many bands can you think of, honestly, that have stayed together for 30 years? You've got a couple. You've got the Rolling Stones, you've got The Who, and you've got Anvil.